Heading, Advantages of 2 and 2. Subheading, Jesus sent our brother with brother. Calling the 12 about him, Jesus bade them go out 2 and 2 through the towns and villages. None was sent forth alone, but brother was associated with brother, friend with friend. Thus they could help and encourage each other, counseling and praying together, each one's strength supplementing the other's weakness. In the same manner, he afterwards sent forth the 70. It was the Savior's purpose that the messengers of the gospel should be associated in this way. In our own time, evangelistic work would be far more successful if this example were more closely followed. The Desire of Ages, page 350, 1898. Subheading, God's Plan for the Work Today. When Jesus sent his disciples forth to labor, they did not feel, as some do now, that they would rather work alone than have anyone with them who did not labor just as they labored. Our Savior understood what ones to associate together. He did not connect with the mild, beloved John, one of the same temperament, but he connected with him the ardent impulse of Peter. These two men were not alike in their disposition or in their manner of labor. Peter was prompt and zealous in action, bold and uncompromising, and would often wound. John was ever calm and considerate of others' feelings, and would come after to bind up in courage. Thus the defects in one were partially covered by the virtues in the other. God never designed that, as a rule, his servant should go out singly to labor. To illustrate, here are two brothers. They're not of the same temperament. Their minds do not run in the same channel. One is in danger of doing too much. The other fails to carry the burdens that he should. If associated together, these might have a molding influence upon each other, so that the extremes in their characters would not stand out so prominently in their labors. It might not be necessary for them to be together in every meeting, but they could labor in places 10, 15, or even 30 miles apart, near enough together, however, so that if one came to a crisis in his labors, he could call on the other for assistance. They should also come together as often as possible for prayer and consultation. When one labors alone continually, he is apt to think that his way is above criticism, and he feels no particular desire to have anyone labor with him. But it is Christ's plan that someone should stand right by his side, so that the work shall not be molded entirely by one man's mind, and so that his defects of character shall not be regarded as virtue by himself or by those who hear him. Unless a speaker has one by his side with whom he can share the labor, he will many times be placed in circumstances where he will be obliged to do violence to the laws of life and health. Then again, important things sometimes transpire to call him right away in the crisis of an interest. If two are connected in labor, the work of such times need not be left alone. Historical Sketches, pages 126, 127, 1886. Subheading, Advantages of United Labor. There is no need of two working together, for one can encourage the other, and they can counsel, pray, and search the Bible together. In this they may get a broader light upon the truth, for one will see one phase and the other another phase of the truth. If they are erring, they can correct one another in speech and attitude, so that the truth may not be lightly esteemed because of the defects of its advocates. If the workers are sent out alone, there is no one to see or correct their errors. But when two go together, an educating work may be carried on, and each worker become what he should be, a successful soul winner. Review and Herald, July 4, 1893. Subheading, Why Not Today? Why is it that we have departed from the method of labor which was instituted by the great teacher? Why is it that the laborers in his cause today are not sent forth 2 and 2? Oh, you say, we have not laborers enough to occupy the field. Then occupy less territory. Send forth the laborers into places where the way seems to be opened, and teach the precious truth for this time. Can we not see the wisdom of having two go together to preach the gospel? Review and Herald, April 19, 1892.